Beloved friends, once again we welcome and greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray God's blessing upon our closing meditation of the subject, the problem of sin. In brief recapitulation, we've touched upon the seriousness of sin, both universally and individually, and in the preceding message, God's blessed remedy, His blessed power to remove from us the guilt, the penalty, and the complete condemnation, and that only to be done through the precious blood of Christ. What a joy it is to experience the love and the mercy of God through the sacrificial work of His Son and the eternal efficacy of His precious blood. Well, did the Apostle Peter write, "For ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. My beloved friend, have you put your faith in the eternal efficacy of the blood of Jesus for the cleansing of your soul from your sins? For it is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But we would like to briefly cover two additional facts relating to our sins and the precious blood of Christ. We have covered God's condemnation of my sin, yet did you ever realize that not only does God condemn me, but even my own conscience can condemn me? Listen to the words that we read in John 8 and verse 9. Certain men had their conscience condemn them. They were Pharisees. They brought a woman to the Lord Jesus. They sought an accusation from Him, if possible, to accuse Him of doing wrong or saying wrong. But when they quoted that the law of Moses said that this woman should be stoned, Jesus said to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him be the first to cast the stone." And in verse 9, John 8, verse 9, we read, "They which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one." The voice of conscience condemned them. Conscience is God's spy, God's watchdog, objecting in the voice to the soul and to the mind and heart, objecting to sin in our lives. It is like a sword revealing a convicted conscience when we do wrong or when we are wrong. Paul again in Romans chapter 2 and verse 15 records the fact that the conscience bears witness to us, either accusing or excusing us. Now we raise the question, what is able to remove the condemnation from a guilty conscience and to remove that condemnation? Once again, it is also the power of the precious blood of Christ, which alone is able to remove guilt from the conscience. Listen to these words of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." A convicted conscience, let me be careful to state, a convicted conscience is not a purged conscience, though it should lead to that. That is not conversion, a convicted conscience. But when a sinner places his or her faith in the precious blood of Christ, condemnation before God is not only removed, but the conscience is purged, enabling one to enter into the presence of God, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, according to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. So once again, it is the Lord Jesus Christ, through His precious blood, who removes the condemnation. My beloved, if you have a guilty conscience concerning your sins, if that conscience troubles you, as well as before God, put your trust and your faith in the precious blood of Christ. But last of all, did you ever realize that Satan also accuses and condemns the sinner? Whether saint and sinner, in fact, he's ready to accuse them and condemn them. He loves to do this. You can read an example of it in Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. On this occasion, accusing Joshua, the high priest of God in Israel in that day, pointing to the disgraceful condition in which Israel was, represented by Joshua in the prophet's vision with filthy garments. But it was an angel standing by that said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke thee." And then the Lord who changed the filthy garments of Joshua into robes of glory and righteousness. Read also in Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11, where we read that Satan is called the accuser of our brethren. And it is blessed to read, "These overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Please, may I say, even to a saint, Satan is willing to bring condemnation to the conscience if he possibly can. But when that saint is under the precious blood of Christ, his condemnation can never stand. I think of the truth of the story told regarding Martin Luther, the great reformer. He seemed to have been very sensitive to Satan's presence and power, and the adversary often plagued him with accusations. 'Tis said that on one occasion he felt very keenly the adversary's accusations brought before him, as it seemed that Satan appeared with a long scroll, and those sins of his life being written upon it, and he challenged Martin Luther, saying, "These are your sins, Martin Luther." The reformer answered, "Is that all of them?" "No," said the devil. "Well, go and get them all," said the reformer. And so he came back with the whole list of sins of the life of the reformer seeming to be before him. But the reformer, Luther, said these words triumphantly, "Right across the whole list, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin." Oh, my beloved, what a joy to know. Those who trust the precious blood of Christ can resist the devil indeed, and the devil left him. And the devil is real, we know. He can challenge us. But he cannot stand against the believer when covered and sheltered by the blood of Christ. Oh, my fellow believer, when the devil brings up your sins, and he knows how to do it, and he knows just when to do it, face him with the confession of the blood of Christ and overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Beloved, in our closing moments, may we repeat again that sin is colossal. It is enormous. It brings condemnation before God. It charges the conscience to condemn us too. It makes Satan the great adversary to accuse and condemn. But what is the answer? It is the precious blood of Christ that removes the condemnation from before God, making God absolutely righteous and just when he forgives and justifies the one who believes in Jesus by faith in his blood. My beloved friend, God knows the value of the blood of Christ better than you and I do. And that same precious blood is able to purge the conscience from all guilt, and by its power, it is able to drive away the condemnation of our great enemy, the devil, as well as to clear us from our guilt forever before a blessed, holy, thrice holy God. Well has the Christian hymn writer penned those blessed words, which you may possibly know well. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonder-working power in the blood. What a joy to recognize the efficacy, the eternal value of the precious blood of Christ. May I repeat the words of dear Peter from 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 again? For ye know that ye were not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. What joy it is to place the faith of the soul in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. My beloved radio friend, I repeat again, the enormity, the greatness, the immensity of sin is beyond human comprehension. We cannot evaluate human suffering that it has brought. We cannot evaluate the sufferings of Christ that he bore when he was on the cross bearing the burden and guilt of us all. Neither can we evaluate the eternal character of the judgment when forever sinners lost will spend eternity in the lake of fire. But the remedy is what? Before we leave this scene of earth, we should be putting our faith and trust in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Precious, precious blood of Jesus, shed on Calvary, shed for rebels, shed for me. Oh, may God grant that the problem of sin will be settled in your own soul, my radio listener, by God's grace, through faith in the precious redeeming blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Shall we pray? Beloved and blessed Father, we bless thee, we thank thee, we worship thee for the atoning efficacy and the eternal efficacy of the blood of Jesus to put away sin. Grant some sinner will put their faith in that blood today. For there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. In Jesus' name, amen.